We're not electing David today as a representative of AFG, are we?
No, we're not.
We were until yesterday.
I think that's correct.
Right. Okay, so David's now presenting himself as an independent director.
He's presenting himself as a director, yes.
Right. Now, I'm presuming David wasn't being paid board fees directly because he was representing AFG and he's being paid very well by AFG. So, does that mean we'll be paying David as a regular garden variety director as of from today?
Stephen, I haven't thought that through at this point in time, but I'm happy to revert. If David stays on the board as a director, I assume we would be paying fees, but I'd like to revert on that after thinking about it.
Well, because I presume you're still salaried at AFG as we speak today, on your regular contract?
That is unclear.
But is it fair to say that once you are out of AFG, that you will become an independent director, paid the regular $100,000 a year to yourself as an individual independent director?
If David's circumstances that he's not being paid for this job out of AFG, and that is the case, and David is on the board, he will be paid the director's fees he's entitled to, I'd suggest.
Right, and just one last question. What's David's intentions? Clearly he's going to be shoveled out of AFG.
Yes.
What are his intentions? Is he going to be a non-executive director and this will be part of his portfolio? Is he going to pursue an executive career elsewhere but would want to keep this on?
That's a question to David. Are you happy to answer that, David?
I'm happy to answer it. It may not be considered a satisfactory answer. Look, I was being the CEO of a company that less than 24 hours ago went into receivership and administration. You might imagine leading up to that for the last 12 months at least, or 10 months, we have been working very hard on avoiding what happened yesterday evening. Frankly, Stephen, I haven't given the future any further thought than I've been dedicated to AFG. However, I would point out I have been for over 3 years a non-executive director of AMP, and I continue to be a non-executive director of AMP. So I can't give you a definitive answer because I don't know the answer. However, if behind the question is the point, would I have time to execute my duties as a director appropriately? If I found myself clearly in a position where I couldn't do that, you have my word that I would resign.